From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and metro station. Aine van Wiermisch, a spokesperson for the federal prosecutor's office, talks about the process of identifying those killed in the attacks.
So we have 31 bodies taken out of the crime scene. Among those 31, we have the three bombers. So there were 28 bodies left to identify. And from those 28, we've identified 24 of them.
One of the Brussels suicide bombers was linked to the November 13th Paris attacks, in which 130 people died. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she's one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. Local leaders said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished. Syrian government forces have moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media outlets reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment, saying that waves of explosions hit buildings and smoke could be seen rising from many locations. Palmyra, coined as the Bride of the Desert, used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. The Islamic State took control of the city from government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015. This is VOA News.